AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The private email server Hillary Rodham Clinton used while Secretary of State was connected to the internet in ways that made it more vulnerable to hackers. An Associated Press review found her server used remote access software that showed rather than allowed connections directly from the internet. Such software was also the target of industry and government warnings about its security vulnerabilities. Well, the first Democratic presidential debate is tonight. Besides Clinton and Bernie Sanders, three other contenders will be on stage in Las Vegas. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. Last night, Clinton appeared at a union rally outside Trump's casino saying his comments are in bad taste.
Some people think Mr. Trump is entertaining, but I don't think it's entertaining when somebody insults immigrants, insults women. That is just unacceptable behavior.
Trump told reporters in New Hampshire that he doesn't expect the Democrats' debate to do well in the ratings because he won't be on stage. Two firefighters have been killed in the collapse of a burning apartment building in Kansas City, Missouri. Paul Berardi is their fire chief.
It's difficult when you live with somebody for 24 hours a day and you're laughing and joking 1 minute and then something like this happens in the line of duty.
He says the two who died had rescued two people from the building shortly before the collapse. That sound courtesy KCTV. A Russian missile maker says its own investigation of last year's crash of the MH17 airliner over eastern Ukraine contradicts conclusions from a Dutch probe, which will be released later today. It's widely believed the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. The Belgian-Brazilian brewer of Budweiser and Stella Artois is taking over Miller at almost $68 a share. This is AP Radio News. Nearly 7 years after Bernie Madoff's investment empire was revealed to be a fraud, the battle by investors to recover their losses ramps up in a case going to trial in Seattle.
A Washington state investment company is seeking to pin about $100 million of its losses on auditor Ernst & Young, Future Select Portfolio Management of Redmond, and some related firms alleged that Ernst & Young would have uncovered the scheme if it had taken even the most basic steps to verify Bernie Madoff's assets, something the auditing firm denies it had any obligation to do. I'm Ross Simpson.
Asian stock markets are lower as China's trade data show a larger-than-expected slide in imports. A change is coming to Playboy. The New York Times is reporting that the magazine company will no longer publish photos of nude women in its print edition, part of a redesign effort. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.